Psalm 24, a Psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Who does this earth belong to? Who has the right to give the land and take it away? Who does every soul ultimately belong to? Who gives man the spirit to live and can take it away? Let us understand and know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world is the Lord's and they that dwell therein. I know that most people are not the children of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and the children of the flesh are not the children of God. I know that God is a spirit, and to become his child, one must be born of the spirit of promise, to become part of this seed of promise. I know that many have unknowingly sold themselves to sin and the devil, and are lost in darkness and confusion. And some even become his children. But let us understand and know that all souls belong to the Lord God Jehovah, and he will determine what happens with your soul when your flesh dies. You will not stand before Satan on the judgment day and give account to the liar, the thief, and the murderer. No, you will stand before the Holy One and the just, before the King of glory. You will stand before the God of righteousness. You will stand before the God of truth. And you will stand before the God of love, who paid the full ransom price for your soul, so that you could belong to him and enter his kingdom. You will stand before Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, the Redeemer, the Savior, the Lamb of God, the Lord, the King of glory, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and the Judge of quick and dead. So the question is, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall ascend into Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who amongst the children of men is worthy to stand in the presence of the Holy One? Who is worthy to approach the throne of God and take the book out of the right hand of him that sitteth upon the throne? You know who? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. But who amongst the children of men can say, my hands are clean, my heart is pure, I've never lifted up my soul to vanity. I've never sworn deceitfully. Who can declare such things and it be the truth? Who can say to the Father of glory, hey, big man upstairs, you better save a seat for me. I'm going to die soon and I'm coming up there. Pull up a chair for me. This is where I belong, God. Who can say that? Which of the angels, cherubims, seraphims, or children of men can approach to the throne and say, "Let me have that book in your right hand. I am worthy." Oh, let us never be deceived. None of the angels, none of the cherubims, none of the seraphims, none of the children of men can do these things. There is none righteous. No, not one. Oh, but there is one for whom all the gates of heaven lifted up their heads. There is one for whom the everlasting doors of the temple of God swung wide open. And that one is the King of Glory. Who is this King of Glory, you say? He appears to be a man. But he can't be of the seed of sinful man. Who is this King of Glory? He is the Lord Jehovah. He is the I Am. He is the Son of God manifest in the flesh. And he is the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the one who won the battle against sin and Satan and all the dark forces of evil at Calvary. He is the one mighty in battle who spoiled principalities and powers at the cross and made a show of them openly 3 days later when he rose from the dead. He's the one who descended into the lower parts of the earth and seized the keys of hell and of death and set the captives free. He's the man stronger than the strong man, who entered into the strong man's house and bound the strong man and spoiled his goods. Hallelujah! This is the Christ of God, the anointed of the Father, the King of the whole earth. This is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, who hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He has clean hands. He has a pure heart. He never lifted his soul unto vanity. He has never sworn deceitfully. And so who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. The King of Glory shall stand in all his holiness and all his might. But what about you and me? What about us? Well, the first time he ascended, he entered in by himself, by his own might and power, by the blood of his cross. He sprinkled the most holy place and the mercy seat. But the second time he enters into those gates, notice this King of Glory is the Lord of hosts. There are many hosts following him, armies, troops, companies of men and women. Who are these hosts? Well, these are they who have been washed from their sins in the blood of the Lamb. These are they who have been sanctified to be kings and priests unto God and his Father. These are they who have been justified by his faith and have believed his gospel. These are they who worship God in the Spirit and in truth and rejoice in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh. These are they who love not their lives unto death. These are they who died with Christ, died unto sin, and rose with Christ to walk in newness of life. Not the oldness of the letter, but the newness of the Spirit. These are they who realized they were not worthy, but that the Lamb was worthy, and they forsook all to follow him. And these are they whom the Lamb has made worthy to walk with him in white. These are they who now have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up their souls into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. These are they who shall receive the blessing of forgiveness of sins from the Lord. These are they who shall receive the righteousness of eternal life from the God of their salvation. This is the generation of Jesus Christ. These are those who became part of his seed by faith. These are they who were born not of the flesh nor of the will of man, but of God in Christ. This is the chosen generation that seek Him, that seek His face. So will you ascend into the hill of the Lord? Will you stand in His holy place? Remember, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world is the Lord's and all the souls that dwell therein. He is the one who determines who will ascend and who will descend. He is the one who determines who will stand and who will fall. He is the one who determines who will enter in those gates and His kingdom of light, and who will be cast into outer darkness. He is the one, and His name is Jesus Christ. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts, the King of kings and Lord of lords, and they that are with Him are called, chosen, and faithful. He is this King of glory. Psalm 24.